Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's October 2014. Delays in VA medical center care have reportedly harmed some veterans. In 2012, VA found that its consult data were not adequate to determine the extent to which veterans received timely outpatient specialty care. A team led by Deborah Draper, a director in GAO's healthcare team, recently reviewed VA's management of the consult process. GAO's Sarah Kazmarek sat down with Deborah to talk about what they found.
How much of a delay are veterans facing in receiving timely specialty care appointments?
In our work, we found that veterans are facing delays in many of the medical centers. We included 5 medical centers in our review, and we found issues in all 5 medical centers. And this includes initial triaging of the consult request. That is, a consult request is when a primary care physician, typically a primary care physician, will request a specialty care provider to assess an individual for a particular clinical concern or to perform some type of specialty care procedure. So we found that the 7-day guideline that VA has was not always met, and that was in about 1 in 5 the consult requests that we reviewed. For about 4 in 5 consult requests we reviewed, we found that care was not provided within VA's 90-day timeliness guideline. We did find major delays in care being provided.
How big is this problem, and how many veterans are potentially impacted by this?
Across the 5 medical centers that were included in our review, we found delays in all 5 medical centers. So it's a big problem. And as I mentioned, we found that for 80% of the consults we reviewed, that care was not provided within the 90-day guideline. For example, we had 1 medical center where there were 4 of the 10 physical therapy consults were reviewed. Of those, between 108 and 152 days elapsed between the time that consult request was submitted to when the care was provided. And for 3 of those, the consult request was actually returned to the primary care provider without the care ever being provided.
Your report points to some key limitations with VA's oversight. Can you tell me about some of the main challenges here?
Overall, we found that VA's oversight of the consult process is limited and cannot ensure that veterans are receiving timely access to specialty care. VA does not routinely assess how the medical center's local consult processes, so they can't really determine how well those processes are working and whether veterans are receiving timely care. VA has not required medical centers to document how they're closing out consults, so often consults are closed and there's no apparent reason for why the consult was closed. And in some of those cases, the veterans never received care. They also don't have a formal process where medical centers can share best practices. And the problem with that is a lot of times medical centers will have encountered something related to the management of consults. They've run into issues or challenges and they've dealt with that. And then another medical center will come along and deal with the same issue. But because the best practices are not shared, they don't understand what other medical centers have had to deal with. And then finally, for VA, patient no-shows and canceled appointments are a big problem, and VA does not have a system-wide process for how to handle those. So what happens when you have patient no-shows and canceled appointments? It does take up time in the schedule, so that's really a wasted slot for someone who could have used that care.
What recommendations is GAO making to VA then in this report?
We have quite a few recommendations that we're making to VA. Really, the objective is to improve the oversight of the specialty care consult process and to make sure that veterans are actually receiving the care that they need. We recommended that VA ensure that specialty care providers, including residents who may be serving on a temporary basis, are appropriately documenting the consults and closing them out in the electronic system. We're also recommending that VA routinely assess the consult process at the local medical center level. At this point, they don't really do any independent verification of what local medical centers are doing. We also recommended that VA require medical centers to document the rationales for closing consults. As I mentioned earlier, that oftentimes it's unclear why they're closing a consult. It's not properly documented.
Finally, for veterans, what do you see as the bottom line of this report?
Well, what we found was that there are delays in care, and we found this in every facility that we visited. And we found that care was not always being provided in a timely manner. And I think for veterans, they really have to advocate for their own care. And, if they feel like care is not being provided on a timely basis, there are certain actions they can take. They can contact the local medical center patient advocate. They can talk to local medical center leadership. And, in some cases, it may be appropriate to even contact the VA's Office of the Inspector General.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.